Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. This show is going to be pretty epic because we are going to talk about your energy. We're going to talk about your day-to-day. We're going to talk about surviving during the holidays. If you're still working, kudos to you. If you're not, you know, that's a stressful time too. But Stacy Woods is here with us this morning. She is the Senior Vice President of HR Operations at XPL Logistics Incorporated. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
Overseeing payroll for North America, being an HR guru, helping people globally. Did you sign up for this job when you were, 21? What?
I did, and I'm only 24. Can you believe it?
You've been doing it for quite some time, though. You have mastered the human being. Ooh.
Yeah, I have been doing it for quite some time, and I'm so grateful for all of the opportunities that have been afforded to me throughout my career. I would have never imagined that, you know, I'd be working for a global company at my ripe age of 24, overseeing, you know, so many different, you know, functions that are critical to the operations of our business from an HR standpoint. So incredibly, incredibly grateful and very thankful.
Well, we're thankful to you because I remember being in the office with an HR person, right? And now things, since COVID, things have shifted, but HR department person was the savior. Like, it gave us relief that we could come to someone and talk.
Right. That's right. And we still, from an HR perspective, we still try to be that anchor, to be that guide, to be that voice, to be that strategic, you know, advisor and partner across all of our businesses as they are navigating and pursuing the strategies to keep our company profitable, right? And to keep our employees, you know, grounded and happy and cared for as an organization. So it's a great place to be. Is it difficult? Absolutely. I think it's difficult for every HR practitioner in the world, considering what we're dealing with. But again, I'm still here. I'm still smiling and have a robust group of colleagues around me who are doing the same, smiling and just really working hard to make a difference.
Smiling and profiling. I love
That's
it.
Right.
I love it.
Speaking of
profiling in life, you have a great acronym regarding self-care, regarding take care of yourself first. You know, we've been told for years, take care of yourself first, but no, I got to take care of the kids and the husband and the neighbor friend and my sister. You know, we're just, I don't know what it is with us. We don't put our mask on first.
Yes.
Stacy?
Yes. Yes. And that's a great reminder. I was just on a flight last week, right? And you think about some of those things that you hear in the peripheral that you may not have paid close attention to, just being in the thick of things and in the swing of things, but you're so right. Put your mask on first. And so I believe that self-care is just something we should be doing as much as we can. There is, again, there's no one else like you. There's no one else like me. Not just at the end of the night, if you're a parent, kids go to sleep, or on the weekends when you have time to prioritize it. It's important all the time, especially during this time with the COVID-19 component that still looms right around us. And when the lines are blurred between work and the office for those who work from home, that stress of the pandemic, the stress of the holidays is still leaving a lot of people anxious. So we've got to be very, very deliberate, very intentional, and doing as much as we can to take care of ourselves and put ourselves first. That's not forsaking anyone else. That's not ignoring anyone else, but you can't pour from an empty cup. And I know we've heard that before all the time. You can't pour from an empty cup. And it's so true.
So what does it mean to care for ourselves? And this goes for men and women, because a lot of women talk about feelings and caring and all that, but a lot of men don't. So this is for everyone.
It is absolutely for everyone. And for me, you know, self-care means taking care of myself so that I'm able to do all the things I want and need to accomplish in a day. So that means the actions that help me be present for my family, for my friends, more engaged at work, able to deal with the day-to-day pace and stress of everyday life. You know, we talk a lot in our society about needing self-care, but we don't always share how we achieve it. And again, this is having a deliberate conversation in my mind and what I do with the people who are closest to me to let them know it's important that I take care of myself. It's important that they take care of themselves and that, you know, I'm going to continue to model, you know, that behavior. So when we think about teaching people, you know, in our lives, you know, my kids, my team at work about the value of self-care, I'll give you a great example. In my home office, and I work in a physical office every day, but I still, you know, have my home office. I work there on the weekends and in the evenings because a part of my role encompasses technology. And I always say technology never sleeps. But in my home office, I have a wooden sign on the door. And on one side, it reads, "Do not disturb." Really, just don't, right? And on the other side, it says, "Now available, please just knock." Now, I'll tell you, my 13-year-old daughter, she does not like that sign. I remember when I put it up, she's like, "Mom, I think you need to take that sign down." But it was really because it establishes a boundary that I need as a person, that I need as a mom, that I need as a working mom. And guess what? I don't feel guilty about it because it's what I need to do.
Oh my goodness. Exactly. Because we've given so much. So as parents, if you're listening now and you're a parent, you understand that you've given, and you want to give more because you want them to have more. But it's like, okay, what am I doing to this child? Am I setting myself up for failure or success?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And you know, and they've gotten accustomed to, I think, just feeling like they've got the autonomy to come in when they want, you know, if you're in the middle of something or in a conversation, you know, like, you're supposed to stop talking because they show up, or, you know, you create these little people with their own personalities. And over time, again, it's just having to just reset, reestablish some boundaries, like, okay, what you need is important, but what mommy needs is important as well.
So life is just full of triggers. I'll put it like that. Life is full of triggers from family, from work, from it's, they're everywhere. So our goal is supposed to be to keep cortisol levels down. Mm-hmm. Because once you're triggered, doesn't that energy get trapped in your body?
I think it does. I know it does. I feel it often in my upper back, right? Mm-hmm. My neck gets really, really tense. My upper back gets really, really tight. And because it gets trapped, I think we have to find ways to release. And I've not always done a great job at this, right? We're having this discussion, grateful for the opportunity, but I didn't always have it figured out. I'm still learning. I'm still evolving. I recently renewed a membership that I have to one of the fitness clubs here in the Charlotte area. Friend, I never worked out, like never, ever, ever worked out at all. I would find other ways to release. But again, as I continue to mature and get older, my body needs things in a different way, right? That release needs to show up in a way that just really, really will elevate me, elevate my mood, elevate my psyche, reduce the stress level, because it does get trapped. So now that I'm working out and I made a commitment, I'm going to do it 3 times a week. Thank goodness this gym is open really, really late. And I started a new journey a few weeks ago, but I have been consistent. Even if I'm going at 10 o'clock at night, or if I go at 6 a.m. in the morning, it absolutely makes a difference. So yes, it gets trapped, but you've got to find a way that works for you, not what's prescribed by others, not what you see on social media, not what your best girlfriend is telling you or your best boyfriend is telling you, like, you know, or what your wife is telling you. You've got to figure out what works for you and make it a priority. Just like we make other things a priority in our lives, we've got to make self-care a priority as well.
Absolutely. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking to the amazing, well, she's our new best friend this weekend. It's Stacy Woods. She's our Senior Vice President of HR Operations at XPO Logistics Incorporated. Her role oversees, gosh, North America payroll, other people and services. The global lady. We'll call you the global lady.
The global lady. I love it.
Before I let you go, I got to talk about the CARE acronym, you know, the challenges and acceptance and release and explore. Let's do that.
I came up with my own spin around CARE early in the pandemic because, again, that was a stressful time for so many. My anxiety level was through the roof. I thought, Fran, I was about to leave here, you know, And so when I finally got myself under control, I had to really self-reflect and think about, why am I not, you know, making myself more of a priority? And so when I thought about care, when I thought about self-care, because there's a lot of talk about self-care, thought about the C in care, challenge came to mind. And when I say challenge, you know, I had to challenge the norms of how others in my life, or maybe those I was following on social media, define self-care. As I mentioned earlier, self-care is different for everyone. So that's that challenge piece. What works for me may not work for you and vice versa. Only you can define the care, the kind of care that you'll need. And I'll talk more about that when we get to explore. But when I think about my self-care, part of it is music. So when I'm stressed, stop, pause, you know, press play. I've got my go-to playlist for singing. I can't sing, but listen, in my space, I'm like Mary J. Blige, right? So, you know, I've got my playlist for singing and dancing and even concentrating on big projects. You know, the music does increase my dopamine levels and is tied to emotional memories. Think about songs that you may have grown up with, and you can remember that time and that place when those songs are being played or you're listening to certain types of music. So I love playing music from certain, you know, times or milestones in my life. I listen to a lot of, you know, everything. So depending on how I'm feeling, right, I may be listening to Tasha Cobbs Leonard or listening to Drake or listening to Anthony Hamilton or listening to Nicki Minaj. I like it all. And another part of my self-care is candles. So, you know, again, as we continue to navigate our day-to-day, I make sure I have just as many candles in my house as I do rolls of toilet paper. Right. Ooh. I'm serious. I love candles. And there's been a lot of research done about how scents can affect our mood in a positive way. So I make sure I always have one burning, supervised, of course, you know, on my desk and elsewhere in my home. So right, that's the C part of care. When I think about the A, that's accept, right? So no doubt you see the social media posts that say something to the effect of, you know, self-care isn't selfish. For me, and I think the thing that we need to really be okay with is that it's okay to be a little selfish, right? I mentioned earlier, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup. You can't serve from an empty platter, for that matter, as we think about Thanksgiving. You know, caring for yourself, that really enables you to care for others. You know, that acceptance, it just didn't happen overnight, and that's okay too. There have been plenty of times on my own journey where I talk myself out of taking care of myself first to make sure I was doing things for other people. And at the time, that seemed like the right decision, but it actually had the opposite effect from what I thought it would have. So you nailed it earlier when flight attendants tell you that you should secure your own oxygen mask before helping others. They too know what they're talking about. So that's the accept component. Release. Release is big. And it may take a lot of deprogramming to unlearn what you've been taught about self-care. That's okay as well. Right? We've been told the same stories about self-care over and over. It doesn't work because its effects are temporary, or this only for women. We touched on this earlier. Mm-hmm. It's for men as well. Or people may say, it takes too much time. You need to do X, Y, and Z for it to be considered self-care. Those are just stories. It's not the reality. And so one of the ways that I have and that others can release those stories is to really just forgive yourselves, whether it's silently or out loud. Just forgive yourself for all the times you weren't selfish, or for all those times you didn't take a moment for what you needed. And for me, again, part of that forgiveness, though, was making a concerted effort to be present and mindful of what I needed moving forward, and to be mindful of what you need moving forward. Like I said, I would take myself out of certain pleasures because I just want to be honest with myself and carve out the time I needed to refill my tank. But when you know better, you do better, right? And so
exactly.
Now I know better, I'm absolutely doing better. And then from the E perspective with explore, it goes back to what we talked about. Exploring what self-care works for you is different for everyone. Research and try new things. It can be as easy as asking friends and family what they do to unwind. Again, it may not work for you, or it may. You know, how do they take care of themselves? Just experiment with certain practices. And if those things don't work, I encourage folks all the time, don't get discouraged. There isn't a silver bullet. There's not a right or wrong answer. It just may take time, you know, to find your way forward. And again, that's okay. And I would also say, you know, and as you're experimenting on different self-care components that may work for you, try as best as you can to turn off that chatterbox in your head, mm-hmm. that chatterbox, that little voice, the one that constantly reminds you of all the things you should be doing in those moments that you're not doing, right? Our thoughts guide our actions. And if all you're doing is thinking about your to-do list, that's not giving you the time to just really be, to really sit and to be present and to be mindful and to really focus on your own level of resetting and re-energizing what you need to be able to move forward in a way that's going to help you just release and be there for everyone else, including yourself.
Right, exactly. Because at the end of the day, gosh, we got to go to bed with ourselves.
You got to go to bed with yourself, right?
I love all your analogies. I love all your acronyms. I love how we can teach people how to treat us. Right. And if they don't comply, then we just move on.
You just move on. And why is that so hard? Don't make excuses. You've put it out there. You've shared your expectations in the most loving, you know, balanced, honest, authentic way that you can. And if they don't comply, then guess what?
Bye-bye.
Bye. You know?
If they don't comply, bye-bye.
There you go. That's a tweetable quote right there. If they don't comply, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's okay. And you got to be okay with that. They're not meant to stay. They're not meant to stay. They're not meant to stay.
This morning, we have got a new best friend. It is Stacy Woods. She's passionate about this. And I know you can tell because we're debunking the work-life balance for many working mothers, right? Mothers come in all forms, shapes, and sizes. And mom needs to take care of herself. So does dad. But mom, for real though, I know that's not a for real though. Mom, you got to start because you know what? When you fall down, who's going to pick you up and know what to do?
Right.
Nobody, because you've been taking care of others. They don't even know any of your needs.
That's right. So, that's right.
Thanks for giving us the real world example, right? Because textbooks are great, but real life, that's the one we got to deal with.
That's exactly right. We're living it, breathing it, experiencing it every day. So it's a journey, but hey, we're able to show up as our better selves, right? More days than not. Mm-hmm. And for that, I'm incredibly, incredibly grateful.
Tell us why you got into this people business. It's the people business, Stacy.
The people business. So I spent a lot from a career perspective, I'd like to say 9 to 5, but from the majority of my day, the vast majority of my career was in the technology domain, but it was always HR technology, HR systems. And over time that evolved into more areas of HR and technology that really enabled me to kind of be an anchor to other groups with the services that we provide, with the expertise that my team has. I've got a fantastic team, absolutely appreciate each and every one of them. But as part of that, I also recognized, you know, my interactions with others, my care and my love for people and their well-being, their health, their wellness, that too was a calling. So despite the work that I do every day, for XPO Logistics, and they are a fantastic company. Go out and check out our website. There may be an amazing opportunity for those who are listening. I'm just a fantastic company. I try to, even in my day-to-day at work, try to be a light, to be a guide, to uplift, empower, and motivate every single person I come in contact with. Although I'm an introvert, I care so much about people here in the office, what we do, how we deliver, the ways in which we show up, you know, in the community. It's just my passion. So if there's one little nugget that I can provide or something that I think even from this interview that can help inspire or uplift another person, I feel like, you know what, my work is still being done. That's what pushes me. That's what motivates me. That's what inspires me. Just want to be a light and a blessing to someone else in whatever way that I can.
Wow. That should be a bumper sticker, right? Be the light instead of the dark.
Be the light. We oftentimes, and again, this programming, we can focus on so much that's wrong around us in the world, in our families, but I really do try to think about and meditate on and absorb all that's right in my life and all that's right in the world and all that's right with my loved ones and the people that I care for. There's more that's right than wrong. It's just how we choose to look at it and where we put our focus and our energy.
Perspective is everything. It can make us or break us. It really can. Just being open. I like the part about just explore. We have to start exploring instead of just staying in the silo of, well, this is how my mother did it.
That's right. This is how we've always done it. And I say, you know, things change, people change, things evolve, and you run into that, you know, even in the workplace. We've always done it this way. Well, we're not the same company we used to be. Right. So you have to think differently. Encouraging that at every level and every facet of your life, I think, is important.
You know, you perked our ears up with your acronym, but you also perked our ears up when you said job opportunities. So without further ado, everyone go to XPO.com.
There you go. XPO.com careers. And see what we have available. Again, lots of great opportunities. It's an amazing company. As we wrap this interview, when we think about my company, XPO Logistics, you know, we encourage self-care at all levels. I remember, you know, during the holidays last year, our CEO, Brad Jacobs, met with our senior leadership team. He encouraged all of us. He encouraged us. He encouraged our teams to take time away. And the magic word that he used was to reset. You know, he said he was taking time away. He encouraged us to take time away. We've got generous PTO policies. My direct leader, Josephine Barisha, she's always telling us to take the time we need for ourselves in a way that resonates with us because it's different for everyone. So when you have a workplace like that, it makes a huge difference for you as a leader and for your teams. So incredibly, incredibly grateful to work for a company like XPO.
What? He said, take time to reset.
He said it.
We need to work for that company. When was the last time your boss said, take some time to reset?
The CEO of the company said, take some time to reset.
And that tells you a lot about a company too. My daughter and I, we have this list, you know, is this company a good company or a bad company? You can always tell by the insurance plan. That's the first one you look at. Are they really taking care of their employees or not? I could talk to you forever, Stacey.
I know. I feel the same way. We'll have to do it again sometime.
Yes. And I am connecting with you on LinkedIn right now. LinkedIn is my new Facebook. Okay.
That's right. That's right. I appreciate it.
All right, Stacey Woods, you amazing Senior Vice President of HR Operations at XPO Logistics Incorporated, overseeing North America, payroll, people, services globally. I know I said it wrong, but that's in a nutshell. She takes care of people.
Thank you so much for having me, Fran. I appreciate it.
All right, Stacey Woods, we want to thank her this morning. We want to go to XPO.com/careers. Is that right, Stacey?
That's correct.
All right, XPO.com/careers. We're going to take a short break so we can reset. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.